When I go back inside the cabin, I find Marissa reading a blue and white sheet of paper. "This is the cruiser calendar," she says without looking up. "There's a new one delivered every day, and it tells you what activities are happening when." Then she sees the handkerchief in my hand. "What's that?" she asks, forgetting all about the cruiser calendar. "It fell down from a balcony above us." I hand it to her. "It's monogrammed."
"Wow," she says, rubbing it between her fingers. "That's really nice."
Then she holds it up to her nose and says,
"It smells good, too."
I take it back and sniff, and it does have a definite scent to it. Sort of musky, but with an edge of spice? The monogram is a small capital J, then a big capital K, then a small capital T.
"Is the big letter for the last name?" I ask.
She nods.
"When it's like that, yeah. When they're all the same size."
Then she gets why I'm asking and grabs it.
"You're kidding."
I laugh. It's gotta be a coincidence, right? Her eyes are all wide.
"But he goes by JT, and his parents said it was the Kensington family reunion."
I shake my head and grin. "You were hanging on every word, weren't you?"
"Me? What about you?"
I was annoyed with how they went on and on about themselves and were falling all over Darren. But I can see that the wheels in her brain are gaining traction in a different direction.
"This," she says, waving the handkerchief a little, "is a great excuse to go find JT.
Marissa, there's no way a teenager has his own monogrammed handkerchief."
"I know."
She gives me a sly smile.
"I said it's just an excuse."